What a week it's been weather-wise. Temperatures a couple of days in the 60s, even 70s one day. We have cherry blossoms showing early signs of blooming now. Joining us live, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. We in trouble with early blooms?
Well, we're not in trouble, but we certainly are facing the prospect of early blooms. Those cherry blossoms could go quite ahead of schedule. And a lot of people are reporting spring bulbs, not only the leaves coming up, but now we've got snowdrops, glorious snow open. That's not unusual, but we got crocuses that are blooming all over the D.C. area. So we're ahead of schedule for a change.
Well, we're ahead of schedule, but there is the potential Saturday night to Sunday morning we could get a wintry mix that would come through. Could that damage some of the stuff that's ahead of schedule?
Not the spring bulbs. I mean, these things are so pretty and they're so ephemeral that it's easy to forget that they come from the most rugged territory on the planet, those godforsaken mountains in Turkey, Afghanistan, and Russia. They've got nature's greatest antifreeze in them. The only danger we face is the early blooming trees, the flowering trees we love so much, not only the cherry trees, apples, but, you know, peaches. If we get a stunningly hard freeze after those flowers open, the flowers will fall off prematurely. And if it's a fruiting tree, that crop will be lost for the year. That's a real danger.
Is there anything we can do to protect them, to minimize damage?
If you got a professional orchard, you've got smudge pots. Oh, my God, they used to put trenches in the fields and fill them with diesel fuel and set them on fire for the night.
To wow.
Bring, seriously,
nothing
to bring
gets
temperatures
more excited than a
up.
Good smudge pot. I can tell that.
Yeah, by the way, we're not suggesting that our listeners do this. This would be a bad idea.
Right.
But basically, don't worry about your spring bulbs. And if we lose the blossoms on the fruit trees, it happens. But there's no reason to believe it's going to. That's just the scenario that would cause it to vanish pretty quickly.
All right, Mike, enjoy the game. WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath.